It's 8:32, and the meeting is yours, Dr. Cornwell.
Did you start that?
I did.
All right. Call this meeting as the April 23rd, 2019 Physical Therapy Board of Arizona. We need to take a roll call.
Yes. Everybody can recall themselves. Mr. Greer?
Here.
Ms. King?
Here.
Ms. Hunter?
Here.
Dr. Bastia?
Here.
Dr. Cornwell?
Here.
Ms. Remick?
Here.
John Talier from the Attorney General's Office.
Karen Donahue, Executive Director.
Monica Crowley, Licensing Administrator.
Veronica Cardoza, Administrative Services Officer.
Cindy Richardson, Board Investigator.
Okay. First item of business, review and approval of draft minutes. Start with April 26, 2019 regular session meeting minutes. Are there any?
March 26.
March.
It says March. March 26. Any additions, corrections?
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Been moved and seconded.
I was going to recuse myself. I wasn't here.
Okay.
Recused or abstained?
Abstained.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bastia?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Abstained.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
Okay. Item 2B is March 26, 2019 executive meeting minutes. Any additions? Remember, if we have anything correctly, we need to do an executive session, but are there any changes? Okay, do I have a motion?
Move to approve the minutes of the executive session.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bastia?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Abstain.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
Okay. Last is April 1st, 2019 special session meeting minutes.
Move to approve the minutes.
Okay, moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bastia?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
Okay. Let's move on to item number 3, the consent agenda. 3A1, review, consideration, and approval of applications of physical therapist licensure upon receipt of passing scores on the NPTE, AZ Law, and final transcript. Is there any in that list that people would like to pull off? Hearing none, do I have a motion?
Move to grant licensure.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bastia?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
Okay. And I'm 3A2, review, consideration, approval of applications for physical therapist licensure with documentation related to disclosure on personal information section of the application. Any of those three that we need to discuss? Okay.
The only one I had a question on was did we have a National Practitioners Database report on Eno?
No. We did not. Her attorney claimed that it wasn't required to report it. Karen, is that how it was worded?
Yes, we have discussed this with the attorney. They were not going to provide us any additional information regarding this. They said that it was settled and that they were not required to send it to the national database. We did actually ask that question.
Okay.
That was here in Arizona?
New Mexico.
New Mexico. I thought all states were required to.
So did we.
So did we.
Well, if it wasn't an insurance payment.
So there was a settlement. There was a monetary payment. We don't know by whom because we can't get any additional information from the attorney.
Interesting.
So what we did get is the letter that you have, and that's all they would provide us.
Okay. because there's, you know, there's two databases. One, the federal government, which is a requirement, and the other one is the Federation, which is not a requirement.
We did ask if they reported this to anyone, and the answer was no, that they were not required.
Well, I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised that they just ignored it. I'm not surprised because I've seen the database, and it's quite meager. It's back 80%. Did you know that 80% of all physical therapists who've been disciplined in California were brought on the exact same day?
Oh. That poor person.
Yeah. Okay, well, do I have a motion? Did we have a motion for this?
You do not have a motion currently.
Did we want to consider this individual separately?
Well, no. I don't know that we can do anything. I don't know that if we've dealt with it on our side, what would you do? Would you just write them a letter and say, please send us stuff, and they say, no, thank you, and it's done?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily feel compelled to grant licensure for someone that does not appear to follow a requirement of the law, or at least interact with the board. I feel there's a certain amount of reciprocity that should happen prior to obtaining your licensure, and to me, this is a bit of a precedent for potentially future interaction. So I have a difficulty with that.
Okay, so.
So the discussion was that the settlement was done, what's the actual term? Maybe you lawyers can help me. That
it was confidential.
Confidential. Mm-hmm. So that's why they won't release. That's what we received.
So by law, there's nothing we can do, basically. Even if we ask them to come before us to explain by law.
Well, the confidentiality is a private agreement between the parties. It's not binding on the board. If you want to interact with this individual and point that out to them, you're certainly able to do that.
Okay.
Or can we have an attestation that says, "I agree to indicate to the national database, not the Federation's database."
Or you could request it, and we can send the request back.
It sounds like, do we want to pull this name and at least approve the others and come back?
That sounds good.
So we're pulling James Fagan, right?
I'd move that we grant licensure to Catherine Bagelman and Jay Fagan.
Oh, okay.
James. Second.
All right.
So we pulled.
Who's second?
Pino.
Correct.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
Okay, so.
With regard to Ms. Pino, there was an allegation that she was negligent in 2014. And had that happened in Arizona, had she been licensed, we could have opened an investigation pursuant to 32-2044-4. We can deny her if we think that conduct makes her ineligible to receive a license. It was 5 years ago. Yes, I'd like to know what happened, but I don't think we'd revoke her just because something bad happened in Arizona. But I wish we had more information.
Did Mexico open up a case?
I do not know.
No.
Yeah, that's right. They did not. There was nothing on the New Mexico website.
They were very, very friendly when I first made contact, and then after the contact with the attorney Karen, then they called me back and they were not friendly at all.
Didn't get a good night's sleep.
We tried very hard to get the settlement, just so you know, papers.
Well, all right. So it sounds like if we could ask her to appear.
I think that would be appropriate.
If I was her, I would probably be very reluctant because now I'm, because it will be a public meeting, and then all of a sudden, what I thought was going to be confidential is no longer confidential.
Would it be more appropriate if we sent her a letter saying that we're not comfortable granting her her license unless we know further details? She can either give them to us in writing or appear before the board.
So you could table this to the next meeting with that request if you prefer.
Yeah, and I imagine there's lots she can tell us about what happened.
Right, so we obviously can't speak to the applicant. We're only speaking to the attorney.
Exactly.
So.
Mm-hmm. And so...
How broad are these confidential agreements? I mean, could she just come here and just say, no, I'm not going to answer it.
Well, typically the confidentiality is designed to protect the amount of the settlement. And it's not necessarily, I mean, the fact that there's an agreement to settle the case isn't in and of itself necessarily confidential. And the facts and circumstances that led up to the allegations isn't necessarily confidential.
But that's all we would be concerned about. We
don't particularly care about the numbers.
Right.
For me, it would be important to know that they have referred it to the proper authorities.
And I would feel better if I knew that whatever happened is less likely to happen now in Arizona. I mean, but I don't know how to get to that exactly, other than knowing what it is. I mean, it's billing fraud. I'm worried if it's poor documentation. I'm less worried.
What we know is what she told us, and we know that New Mexico decided not to open an investigation. Mm-hmm.
So there's some detail on her about what happened.
So to understand, what you're asking for and going to vote on is to table Ms. Pino till next month and request either the settlement report or for her to appear.
The details of the settlement.
Well,
we don't need to know the settlement. We need more details of the incident.
Yes.
The incident is what I'm asking.
Okay, so more details about the incident?
Correct. Mm-hmm. I second that.
Okay.
Who did the first?
This references an incident report that was filed.
Yes.
I'd like to see the incident report.
Okay. You just tell me what you want, and I will request it.
I'd like to see the allegations that the plaintiff made.
Because we only have her statement,
right,
of what happened.
So you want the allegations that the plaintiff made. What else?
Incident report referenced in her statement.
Anything else?
I don't know if I want a reasonable deposition, but the deposition might be very enlightening. The February 22nd, 2017 deposition.
Okay. Anything else?
And I'll apologize in advance to my fellow board members for requiring you to read
that. So we do not have you have things that you want, but you have not created a motion.
I move to table this until May and instruct staff to request additional information as outlined in our discussion.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
All right. Item 3A3, review, consideration, and approval of applications for physical therapy assistant, certification upon receipt of passing scores from the NPTE, AZ Law, and final transcript. Is anyone in that matrix that you'd like to pull out for?
Yes, I'd like to pull Sabrina Clark.
Sabrina Clark, okay. All right. Any others? I then move that we approve the remainder of the individuals in that list for certification upon receipt of passing scores of the NPTE and AZ Law final transcript.
Second.
We have a motion. It's been seconded.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about Sabrina.
So I'm just a little confused, and maybe this is me, but on the answers to good moral character, conviction of crime is crossed out no, and it's put yes with, I believe, Monica's or Veronica's initials. But I don't see any information about the situation. And her transcript is in...
Mine is crossed, that's a yes, that's a no crossed out pick, that was me. But she doesn't have a GMC though.
Anyway, there is a marriage license going from Summers to Reese, and then there's no divorce papers, no police report, and then there's court papers to change her name from Reese to Clark. So I'm a little confused.
She used to be, her married name is, I'm sorry, her maiden name is?
Summers.
Summers, yes. Oh, she did. Yeah, I don't think you know that. I know, I only got these two.
Mm-hmm. Does she have to be divorced to change her name again?
No, but no, she has a police, there's a police incident, and I don't see any report of the police.
Where do you see the police incident?
Yeah, there is not a police incident, Peg.
Why do you believe there's a police?
Because on the questions, it right says conviction of a crime, and no is crossed out, and yes is put.
I guess that was me saying that that was okay. Like, approving it, you know?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have a GMC. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I think that was me going after her, saying, yes, this is okay.
But we are missing
a GMC. Because no. She does not have a GMC.
I think I'd like that confirmed.
Okay.
So you want to progress the board doesn't have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. So
she gets your opinion. Does staff believe that we need to have to
she's going
to
pull her up, right?
We need
she's
to table this to for you to find out, or can we handle it later today?
We can pull her up right here.
Okay.
So Peg can see her
application.
So she doesn't have any divorce papers. I suppose she doesn't need any divorce papers, but there is a court document changing her name from Reese. Oh, sorry.
Right.
From Reese to Clark.
Right. There is Reese to Clark.
Correct.
Yes.
To her questions.
And there is also the next one, Peg. It shows the changing from Summers to Reese as well.
Okay. Correct. I did see that.
Thank you. And as long as we have something reflecting that shows what the name use on the transcript is.
Yeah. Ms. Hunter, we're looking at her actual answers to those questions, and they're all no. So
okay.
She did that.
All right. And she does have her fingerprint in there, too.
I was just a little confused. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Did we have enough information?
I do. So I made a motion to approve Ms. Clark's application on for certification, is she PTA,
mm-hmm.
On receipt of passing scores on the MPTE AZ Law Employment Transcript.
Second.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
Okay. Move to item 4A. Mia DeMille. Approval of credential evaluation and possible issuance of supervised clinical practice period.
Yeah, Jamila DeMille is substantially equivalent, but she has no U.S. experience.
Okay. She's licensed in New York, but not
work.
But just for the exam, she just had to acquire that for the exam. She's never worked in New York.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Well, I move that we require her to complete a 6-month supervised clinical practice period with board approval of the facility.
Mm-hmm.
She's completed everything else? She's done the AZ law?
She's about to complete the AZ law. She's been approved. She just has to schedule, and she knows that she can't start it until she's past that.
Okay.
I have a motion, but no second.
Second.
Thank you.
All right. Moving to any discussion.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
Okay. Item number 4A2, Maitri Mehta, approval
yes.
of a credential evaluation and possible licensure.
No, Maitri is credentially emailed, and she does have U.S. experience since August of 2018 in Florida.
And is she waiting to take any of the...
She's also waiting to take her AZ. Oh, actually, she's already been approved. She's scheduling it.
So she's... Okay. So... I move that we approve her application upon receiving a passing score on the AZ law.
Second.
Any discussion?
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
Okay. Let's see, the last one is Gustavo... Sano, approval of credential evaluation of possible licensure. I had a question on how long has this person worked in New York? We know.
Gustavo has worked in New York. Same thing for him. He just got his license there, but he's only worked in Brazil.
Oh, okay. All right. Then I would like to make a similar motion to the previous one, is that we require Mr. Sato to complete a 6-month supervised clinical practice period with a required requirement to get approval of that facility.
Okay.
Do we have a second?
Okay.
Peg.
All right, it's been moved and seconded.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
All right. Moving right along. 4B, John J. Selga, review and approval of final CPI and possible licensure. So, what things does...
Oh, John Selga. This is his final CPI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and does he have any other exams he needs to take? Probably.
No, he's completed with everything. He's passed both exams, and so this is his final step.
I move that we approve his final CPI and grant him licensure.
Second.
Further discussion.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
All right. 4C, Patricia Marquardt, review of and possible action on physical therapists previously licensed in the state of Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Patricia has met the requirements for the CEUs. She has 180 plus verified CEUs.
Veronica, can you tell me when she was previously licensed in Arizona, if there's any documentation on her change in name from Hayes to Mark Quart?
I believe we do have proof. Yes, marriage certificate.
Okay, thank you.
All right, do we have a motion?
I move that we grant licensure to Trish Carver.
Mm-hmm. Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
All right, the last one is a review and possible action for appeal of supervised clinical practice here. Amateo Omale?
Yes, Amateo Omale was issued a supervised clinical practice, but she stayed in her state where she was working to acquire the remaining time that she needed. So she's been working there 6 months now. So she wanted to appeal it.
Okay. I'm good. I move that we waive the requirement for the supervised clinical practice period.
Second.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Nay.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Aye.
All right. So, item 5B, review, discussion, and possible action.
So you're not quite at 9 o'clock. And Mr. Roberts will be, we have to get them by phone.
Okay. So let's take a break until we can get him connected on the phone.
Okay.
It'll be just a short break.
You want to stop that?
I will.